All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. It is good to be with you on this fine day. Today, I come to you with some good quotes. Every once in a while, you just got to have some quotes to get you through the day, through the week, through the hour, maybe through the next minute. You just never know. And I found these and thought, you know what? These speak life, and I want to share them with those of you out there in podcast world. And so these are some ones that I think you can walk around with one at a time here, a couple different quotes. See which one speaks to your soul and then live it. Here's your ounce of encouragement. This is from Rachel Held Evans. She passed away way too young, a passionate Jesus follower, one asking deep questions about how to be the church in the world today. And this is what she wrote. She said, "Death is something that empires worry about. It's not something that resurrection people worry about." To which I hope you're out there shouting, amen, amen. Death is something that empires worry about. It's not something that resurrection people worry about. And we, God's people, Jesus followers, people pouring out life and hope into the world through the Christ community called the church, we are resurrection people. And so we tend all our worries over to this God of life and faith, this God of light and love, this God of compassion and resurrection power. We are a resurrection people. Amen and amen. Henry Nouwen, a powerful author, words of so much life poured out into people throughout the world. He wrote this. He said, "I'm beginning to see that much of praying is grieving. I'm beginning to see that much of praying is grieving." Again, which is amen and amen and amen again. When we pray, part of our prayer is lament. Part of our prayer is broken hope, shattered dreams, put back into the hands of God, trusting that God will and work for good in our life, that God can handle our grief, and that God can restore us. And so, yes, praying is grieving, and God can handle that. This is from Walt Rangren Jr. He said, "Finally, I'm convinced that we are not called upon to succeed at anything in this ministry to which we're called. We're called upon to love, which is to say we're called upon to fail, both vigorously and joyfully." This one hits hard because I struggle with what failure looks like, what failure feels like, what failure is like. I don't want to fail at anything. I don't want to fail at being a dad, at being a pastor, at being a former of community. None of those things. But Walter is speaking some life here. We're not called to succeed. We're called to love. And that love can bear fruit. But often as we're loving, we're also called to fail. Let go. Invest in places that seem crazy to do. But we do that vigorously and joyfully, trusting in this thing called grace. Yes, the grace that leads to full life. Well, this is a quote from Dorothy Day. And this was said about her, actually. The comment was, "She lived as though the truth were true." Ha! Yes, what a word of encouragement. Live as though the truth were true. Live as though this gospel of Jesus were true and that it brings life to all around. Yes, people might look at you, scratch their head and say, "What do they got going on? Why do they live the way that they do?" But when they see that your truth is true, there's more life there. And then Tom Long wrote this, which is a preacher type. I appreciate this as you out there maybe teaching in faith, leading Bible study, being in a group conversation, being in a small group, being out there for Grace in Action projects, being part of our community somewhere in the world. This is a good one. He said, "Preachers do not preach because the sermon is finished. They preach because it's Sunday. The time has come." Well, all of us are called to speak life, to offer a word of hope. And when the time has come, what will you say? What is the living testimony? What's the word of encouragement? What is the word of life that you seek to give to others? Maybe even to yourself. For I find when I'm preaching and teaching and pouring through the Gospels, I'm finding life for me and trying to process what that then looks like into a larger whole, into my family, to my community, into the world. Again, we preach because it's Sunday. The time has come. We are an Easter people. May you share words of life on this day and always, and may those words of encouragement and real life and love bring the world around you more alive. All right, church out there in the world, go be encouraged and share it with others. Good day.